Let's start by listening to some extracts of today's welcome ceremony for Pope Benedict at the White House. In his address to the Holy Father, President Bush said Americans needed the Pope's message to distinguish between right and wrong.
Holy Father, Laura and I are privileged to have you here at the White House. We welcome you with the ancient words commended by St. Augustine. Pax tecum. Peace be with you. In a world where some invoke the name of God to justify acts of terror and murder and hate, we need your message that God is love. In a world where some treat life as something to be debased and discarded, we need your message that all human life is sacred and that each of us is willed, each of us is loved.
In his reply to the gathering, Pope Benedict said he was happy to be there as a guest of all Americans, and he spoke about the link between freedom, faith and truth.
Mr. President, thank you for your gracious words of welcome on behalf of the people of the United States of America. I deeply appreciate your invitation to visit this great country. I come as a friend, a preacher of the gospel, and one with great respect for this vast pluralistic society. America's Catholics have made and continue to make an excellent contribution to the life of their country. As I begin my visit, I trust that my presence will be a source of renewal and hope for the Church in the United States and strengthen the resolve of Catholics to contribute even more responsibly to the life of this nation, of which they are proud to be citizens. Freedom is not only a gift, but also summons to personal responsibility. Americans know this from experience. Almost every town in this country has its monuments honoring those who sacrificed their lives in defense of freedom, both at home and abroad. The preservation of freedom calls for the cultivation of virtue, self-discipline, sacrifice for the common good, and a sense of responsibility towards the less fortunate. It also demands the courage to engage in civic life and to bring one's deepest beliefs and values to recent public debate. In a word, freedom is ever new. It is a challenge held out to each generation, and it must constantly be won over for the cause of good.
Afterwards, nobody was about to forget that it was the Pope's 81st birthday, and everybody there sang Happy Birthday to the guest of honour.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in singing Happy Birthday to the Holy Father.
Correspondent travelling with the Pope in the US is Sean Patrick Lovett, and he filed this report on the White House ceremony.
Actually, the colour is more creamy than white, and it doesn't look like a house at all. But it's a symbol of power, of the presidency, of America itself. So the bulging, columned south portico of the White House did provide an elegant backdrop to Wednesday's star-spangled welcome ceremony in Washington, D.C. Everyone who should have been there was. It was a who's who of ecclesiastical bigwigs and State Department movers and shakers, not to mention the 5,000 specially invited guests representing the creme de la creme of American Catholicism. American Catholicism and the American presidency. One of the key issues that continues to colour the Pope's visit to this country. The raw fact is that this is an election year, and that both sides of the political Democratic-Republican divide are unabashed in their efforts to court the influential Catholic vote. The problem is that Catholic voters are about as diverse as is demographically and politically possible. They range from Hispanic immigrant workers to members of America's royal family, the Kennedy clan. Roughly translated, that means both Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls have excellent reasons to hope and tremble. Every word and gesture by Pope Benedict XVI is already being revised and reinterpreted to fit snugly into the respective party line. Unfortunately, that's not as easy as it sounds. While Republicans can't wait for him to say something about abortion and gay marriage, the Democrats are praying he won't. Neither side really wants him to mention the war in Iraq. One area of risk-free common ground covers what's broadly referred to as shared values, and there are plenty of those to choose from. The Pope himself provided a list in his speech on the White House lawn. Freedom and responsibility, equality, sacrifice, justice, prosperity, and peace. These are words that resonate deeply within the American psyche, regardless of political or religious affiliations. They correspond with the image America wants to have of itself as it struggles to regain credibility as a model for democracy, and as it strives to redefine its role as a moral and political reference point on the international stage. If anyone was looking for a novel campaign slogan, they certainly got it from Benedict XVI. Democracy can only flourish, he said, when political leaders are guided by truth and firm moral principles. Let those who have ears to hear. With the Pope in the United States, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Pope Benedict's later engagements today included lunch with the nation's cardinals and the leadership of the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference, a meeting with representatives of five leading Catholic charitable organizations in the U.S., and finally a visit to the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, where he was due to celebrate Vespers and address the Catholic bishops of the U.S.